Valuable Jewelers.
Hey, it's Garrett. How are you?
I'm doing good, Garrett. How you been?
I'm always fantastic, man. You know,
good
to rock
hear.
And roll.
Oh yeah,
just rock and roll.
That's right.
Following up on some ovals I sent out.
Yes, I believe Wes said his guys should be coming in today.
Today. Is he around real quick? I wanted to pick his brain.
Yeah, let me see.
Thanks, man.
Can you hold for a sec?
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you. Garrett?
How you doing, Wes?
Good. How you doing?
Doing all right,
relaxed,
man.
Relaxed after your quick trip there?
Oh, God, relaxed.
Yeah.
It was down and back. It was wild. I mean, I spent, what did we do? So, I mean, the flight was quick, right? Only 40 minutes in the air kind of thing. Get there, end up, I feel like I said, didn't I talk to you on Friday? Or did I talk to you Thursday?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No, not relaxed.
Whenever you were leaving. It might have been
Thursday.
Oh,
leaving? Yeah, so no, when I came back Thursday night, I had spent prior 4 hours in traffic going from Connecticut to Boston.
Oh, my God.
But I had a good travel companion. He's a coworker of ours from Boston. And I got to see a high school friend who lives 20 minutes away from him. So, you know,
cool.
Best friend from high school, crashed with him for the night, had dinner with him, and then just quick down and back. But the flight home was probably the worst turbulence I've ever experienced in my life. And that typically doesn't bother me, but when you get jostled around that much, you kind of go, all right, now's my time. This is going to end up on the news. I wanted to pick your brain on the two ovals I sent you. How do you feel about today's meeting? I thought I was going to have a third for you, and I don't know why it didn't get sent.
Well, yeah, that's what I thought. There was a 250 coming.
And right,
I
haven't.
You know, I originally told the dude three stones, and I had to call him back because he's coming to see me today. And he said, and I even told him, well, I just got the two, and he's coming from pretty far.
Well,
so,
I have the EVS2 for 31.5.
Okay. Is that one? What size is that? Because I think he might want to. I mean, we'll see what happens. I think he might want to go with something smaller but nicer. But
so,
it's hard to tell. I haven't met him in person yet. I've only talked to him over the phone a few times. So I got to feel him out. Excuse me, sorry. He seems to want to shop by the CERT a bit. He's one of those. So, you know.
Well, I have this for you. Shay, how far is he coming?
I think he's coming from, like, an hour and change kind of far. Now, when I talked to him this morning, I said, I was like, well, look, I can get you another stone in for tomorrow. And he said, well, I'm leaving for a trip tomorrow. Let's just see what you have today. So.
All right. Well, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to text you all the information on this one that I have on memo for you. I can cancel it for the day. What time is he coming today?
I think he said around 1 o'clock I should see him.
All right, perfect. So I have it set aside for you. You can quote it like you got it. You can just tell him, listen, I have this. If you like it, you see what the other ones are. You can literally pull out a lab-grown and be like, it's EVS2. It looks like this, but it's natural. Now, here's the thing. Don't pull it out if he's not considering lab. But, like,
all
if
right.
He was like, well, what does that look like? You can say, here's an example. It's an EVS2, and it's 31.5.
And what's the carry weight on that one?
251.
Okay.
EVS2.
And it's 31.5 my cost.
Your cost, yeah. Now,
right,
that's
okay.
The same cost as the 3-carat I sent.
Yeah.
Now, do you think that's north of where he wants to be?
I don't know, because I know he, you know, he said he would push over 30 for a stone he really likes, you know.
Yeah. Well,
but,
let's see
like
what you think of the three. What do you think of the 3-carat and the 327?
I like them. I like, well, the.
You be honest
what's
with
it
me.
Called? The 327, I think it was. I thought SI2 was a bit generous.
Yeah.
I guess it's just because of the size. That I have a feeling, although that one, the size for the price is nice, I don't think he's going to dig that carbon spot up there.
Yeah. And then what
that's
about the 3-carat?
I like the 3. I like
okay.
the 3-carat. I like
and
the 3-carat. I think he'll like the 3-carat. I would pick out that stone. Because the 327, too, for the weight, you're really not getting any spread out of it. I mean, the other stone actually is a little bit longer, I think.
It's a little bit longer, 100%.
Yeah.
And I wish that carbon were just a little further to the side on that 327 and be prongable and you'd be good to go.
Oh, yeah. Right. That wouldn't be a problem. But
Well, let me do this, though. I'm going to text this to you. Where's Wes? I want to make sure. I've got a few Wes's in my phone, and one was from a law firm that I used to work at. I don't think he gives a shit.
No,
are you,
probably not.
Yeah, are you 302-333?
Yeah, that's me.
All right, perfect. I'm going to send, again, quote this like you have it there in your hands and be like, yo, I know you're leaving. Let me secure this for you.
Right.
And we can get things moving. I've sold plenty of diamonds that way where if you have an example in-house and you can kind of, do you have an oval to show him like a,
I do. I checked this morning. I have a lab 250. I'm pretty sure it's literally EVS.
All right. And there's no chance so that we're going to screw this up by showing him a lab?
No, he's not, he ain't in it for the lab, you know what I mean?
And then you can literally, so you could show him, I'll have the, I mean, it's a 1.4-to-1 ratio, excellent, excellent, none. If the money is right, great. If not, we're looking at, I'm going to try and get you, like, something like GSI-1 as well, something, if he wants to split hairs, that's my biggest concern.
GSI-1's probably going to be the better, because you said the cost on the EVS was like,
31.5.
Right?
Yeah, 31.5.
That might be pushing it. Because I think low 30s is probably the highest we want to be able to land him at, but I'm not sure.
All right. Well, hopefully he's not gone for long either. And what I can do is I can get him locked in with you.
Right.
And then if we need to move left or right, we can always, you know, trade it out or do whatever he needs to do. Like if he doesn't want to. It all depends. You haven't met him yet. Hey, that's a long way to go. How did he find you?
I don't know. Lately, we've been getting a lot of long-distance customers. I guess he just saw us online, on Google,
The, when I went to visit the people down in, oh, there's the specs. Here's the actual video. When I went to visit the guys in Connecticut, they were saying a lot of people were coming from New York City area, where normally they would lose to the New York City, you know, oh, I went to New York, I saw something I just bought there. I'm finding that that's not the case as much.
We actually had someone come from New York to buy. I think Andrew sold to him.
That's perfect.
I'm pretty sure it was one of your stones, I think.
Well, it was one of the most recent ones. Killer. Like, it's, I mean, we were just talking in the office today. We're very excited about natural. We just had a young rep that used to work here. He came back. He bought a 1-carat for, like, he used to work here, right? And
right.
He was saying all my friends have these gigantic 3-carat lab grown, and I didn't want that. They all look fake, and all the girls look ridiculous wearing them. And I'm like, that's probably indicative of a much larger cohort that sees it the same way. You know what I mean? So that's
right. It seems like the idea of natural is starting to get a little bit more popular here. It's tough to say though, because then there's some where they still just want that massive look with a little bit of money. You know?
Yeah. Yep. So, yeah, man. So, all right. Well, check your phone. I sent you a text. I hope I sent it to you.
Oh, yeah. I'm seeing them now here.
All right, good. So that's the EVS2. You can literally pull it up. That video or that link. I don't really like the video, but the diamond's freaking killer. Our videos are just too honest.
Yeah,
like
this
you can,
way too honest for EVS2.
It's way too honest of
a video.
Definitely cannot see that in the hand.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure you can. Because,
yeah.
I mean, it's probably a great cut on it, you know what I mean?
Oh, it's insane. It's excellent, excellent. But anyway,
right.
That doesn't show cost.
Okay.
So
I can show him this directly.
Yeah,
but
really
he's
going to
know if it's a GIA VS2, then He should be good with it. I mean, I'll just have to feel him out and show him some things. I don't know where he's going for how long he's going for. It'd be nice to lock something in today.
Well, and again, I'll have options for you. I just want him to feel like, you know, and I don't know why this thing gets shipped on Friday. I had to leave, and it's just, really
it's good. It's good.
Hand.
I got a couple things to show him at the least. Could you also see what you have that's like maybe closer to that size? A little bit, like more GSI, where we can be low 20s cost?
100%.
Is that, yeah.
No, 100%. Yeah, if that's, let's see. Like,
but I haven't
H?
Really fully felt him out yet. Yeah, like GH, something a little bit, you know, a little bit on the lower end side. Not lower end, but you know.
But higher than what we have there, and higher than the SI2s that we have. Yeah, and hopefully I can get the details for you. And maybe he's just one of those guys that send me the cert, shoot me a tag. And again, like, I've sold a number of stones that way where it was just, well, vicariously through my reps, obviously, my clients. But where the guy just goes, yeah, this is the combination I'm looking for. If the number's right, good. Other people are like, I want to scrutinize every crown angle, you know.
Yeah, no, he definitely wants to, he's a cert shopper for sure. I mean, he asked me to send him the certs last week.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, he's probably going to be pricing us out, too, with whoever's local to him. I'm not sure where he's from, but.
Okay. All right, well, let's
see
what
happens.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
We'll move around.
We'll rock and roll, dude. Just keep me apprised. Let me know how it shakes out, and I'll pivot with you accordingly, okay?
All right, sounds good, Garrett.
All right, man. Oh, and obviously that lifetime trade-up. He's not getting that from anywhere else. So.
Right, right.
You know,
what happened over the past couple of years. No one's
yeah,
anymore.
Yeah, no. And I would just tell him, listen, your future fiance changes her mind, wants to do a different shape. Come back, see Wes. We'll swap it out dollar for dollar. All right?
Yeah. Yep.
All right,
bye,
dude.
Garrett.
All right, talk to you soon.
Sounds good.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.